in 1998, the Tlingit and Haida Central Council completed an assessment of the status of the Tlingit language. What they found was that while the language was not extinct, it was in a critical state.
The pressure to survive and succeed as native people in this society leaves little time for us to learn our language and internalize the values and beliefs that accompany the language.
In summer 2013, a group of elders and learners came together for a language and culture camp.
It was near Old Town, 28 miles south of present-day Wrangell.
And it was the first time that Tlingit language was spoken and heard at Old Town in over 65 years.
The result was this project to help with the survival and renewal of the Tlingit language in Wrangell surrounding our seasons and our way of life.
This is Wrangell's Tlingit Phrase of the Week.
April, month before everything hatches.
Atkata chait yena disi tuk sheet kuk yau doa yik yau wudatuko.
In the month of April, they're watching for the herring spawn in Sitka.
Atkata chait yena disi tuk sheet kuk yau doa yik yau wudatuko. Atkata chait yena disi.
April, month before everything hatches.
Atkata chait yena disi tuk sheet kuk yau doa yik yau wudatuko.
In the month of April, they're watching for the herring spawn in Sitka.
Akata chait yena disi tuk sheet kuk yau doa yik yau wudatuko.
The Tlingit Phrase of the Week is made possible in part by a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum and the National Endowment for the Humanities to perpetuate elders' knowledge of Wrangell's cultural history. It was written by Virginia Oliver and tradition bearers Ruth Demert and Florence Marks Shakely. It was spoken by Ruth Demert and Virginia Oliver. It was recorded and edited by Shady Grove Oliver and produced in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.